Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All of the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twamc.com. Tonight, we're going to be discussing neurotransmitters. I just want to let you know that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, or you can get it at Barnes & Noble's or at Amazon and iTunes and any other book outlets. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.field29.com. Well, today we're going to be talking about a topic that most of us don't even think about. You know, as a physician, you know, I had done 30 years in the medical practice as a physician. But, you know, it wasn't until about 5 years ago that I do my first neurotransmitter test. You know, and you'd wonder why that is. It's because we don't focus on taking care of problems. We focus on things which can make the drug companies money. We focus on putting Band-Aids on people. We do not focus on caring, taking care of people. Now, what are neurotransmitters? Well, you've heard of hormones, right? Well, neurotransmitters are actually the hormones of the brain. Neurotransmitters are chemical messengers. Your brain uses these messengers to tell your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, your muscles to move, and your stomach to digest. They also affect your energy levels, metabolism, mood, sleep, and concentration. Many things can cause a neurotransmitter imbalances. Excessive stress, poor diet, toxins, genetics, inflammation, alcohol, and caffeine use can disrupt the balance between these communications and cause health concerns. Now, identifying the symptoms can be a major cause of neurotransmitters. For instance, if you have low mood, if you're anxious, if you're fatigued, you have difficulty sleeping, if you have difficulty staying awake, if you have trouble focusing, poor memory, weight gain, those all can be caused from neurotransmitter abnormality. Now, let me give you a few examples. If you have poor sleep, it could be because of an imbalance between your serotonin, your taurine, your GABA, glutamine, histamine, PEA, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. Those are all neurotransmitters. If they're abnormal, they can cause you to have difficulty sleeping. If you have fatigue, glutamate, histamine, norepinephrine, or epinephrine can be the culprit. If you have attention difficulties, PEA, dopamine, norepinephrine can be the cause of it. Now, if your child is hyperactive, or if you are hyperactive, having excess amount of norepinephrine, epinephrine, or PEA can be the causes. Cravings, things like serotonin, glutamate, dopamine can cause cravings. Intestinal complaints, serotonin and dopamine. You see, poor cognitive function, PEA, dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. excess stress can be caused by serotonin, glycine, norepinephrine, epinephrine. Headaches can be caused by serotonin and histamine imbalances. Immune issues can be caused by serotonin, glycine, glutamate, histamine, and norepinephrine. These are all neurotransmitters that if they are not in the optimal range, they can cause these problems. Yet, I'm willing to guess that the majority of you out there who are listening to this program have never, ever had a neurotransmitter test. Now, why would you not? I mean, you go to your doctor, you say, "Doc, I'm tired, I can't sleep, I have no energy, I'm gaining weight, excessive stress," and no one checks your neurotransmitters. No one does. You know why? Because neurotransmitters are made from amino acids. Amino acids come from the breakdown of proteins. When you eat proteins, your proteins are digested into amino acids in your stomach, and the amino acid is brought into your body, and that's what makes all these neurotransmitters. Unfortunately, drug companies cannot patent amino acids because they're natural. They cannot patent the protein because they're normal. So therefore, drug companies do not make any money from these things. So they don't push the physicians to order them. And guess what? The treatment is fixing the neurotransmitters, which is naturally done. So there's no money in it for the drug companies. So therefore, physicians do not order them. Now, let's talk a little bit more about your neurotransmitters. Let's talk about serotonin. Serotonin helps stabilize your moods and emotions. Too little serotonin can lead to low mood, irritability, and anxiousness. Low levels are also associated with trouble sleeping and fatigue. GABA, another neurotransmitter, is common and helps prevent overstimulation. Too little GABA can lead to recurring anxiousness, nervousness, and sleep difficulties. Taurine is important for proper heart function and helps you calm down, relax, and fall asleep. Glutamate is a stimulating neurotransmitter that can result in anxiousness and sleep difficulties. It's released in large quantities by an activated immune system. Histamine. I know you hear about histamine being released from mast cells in allergies, but histamine also helps control your sleep-wake cycle, affects your motivation, your energy reserves, and can be involved with food issues, food sensitivities. PEA is highly concentrated in your brain's emotional center and supports motivation, emotional health, and social activity. It also is important for mental clarity and focus. Too much PEA can result in attention issues, behavior problems, anxiousness, and sleep difficulties. Dopamine helps you think, focus, and experience a sense of pleasure and well-being. Imbalance can make it difficult for you to stay on task, and memory can suffer. Dopamine is also responsible for your motivation and drive. Motivation and drive, dopamine. It supports energy levels, muscle control, and your ability to resist cravings. Norepinephrine is the brain stimulant for wakefulness and higher performance. Elevated norepinephrine levels can result in anxiousness and low mood. Low levels are associated with fatigue, decreased focus, low mood, and sleep cycle issues. Epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, makes you feel energetic and awake. Right levels of epinephrine are vital for an active, healthy system that can manage stressful situations effectively. Low levels can be linked to fatigue, lack of concentration, and difficulty losing weight. In other words, Your symptoms can be caused by many different underlying nervous system imbalances. For example, recurrent anxiousness could be caused by high glutamate or low serotonin or high epinephrine. Neurotransmitter test results are like neural fingerprints. Each one is unique and provides us with wealth of information. Once we know which neurotransmitters are elevated and which are low, we can now treat you appropriately and avoid all the problems with you being on antidepressants, on Zoloft and Paxil and those kind of medications, because now we can actually fix the problem. You are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set Me Free show on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio. For further information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Now the question is, how do neurotransmitters work? Our nervous system is comprised of a network of specialized cells called neurons. Information is relayed by neurons using electrical and chemical signals. Neurons are composed of two primary structures, dendrites and axons. Dendrites receive messages from other neurons. Axons send messages via electrical signals and the release of chemicals called neurotransmitters. The neurotransmitters are released into the space between adjacent neurons. The space between the neurons is called the synapse. The axon is like a hair-like extension of the cytoplasm of the neuron. The axon is wrapped in a myelin sheath that serves to stimulate the electrical messages passing through it. By the way, this myelin sheath is made from cholesterol. That's correct. Cholesterol makes a myelin sheath. And that myelin sheath, if it's effective, if it's optimal, will make your impulses lightning fast and help with your reflexes. The neurotransmitter molecules are stored in vesicles within the axon terminal. The vesicles are translocated along the axon and released at the nerve terminal when the axon is activated. Now, in your body, everything in your body is made of cells. Your skin is made of skin cells. They live about 30 days. Your bone is made of bone cells. They live about a year. In other words, every 30 days you can get a new skin. Every year you can get a new bone. Your heart is made of heart cells. Your liver is made of liver cells. Your kidneys are made of kidney cells. Your blood vessels, your blood is made of red cells and white cells. Your red cells live about 5 months. Your platelets, which is also in your blood, live about a week. Your intestinal cells, they live about 3 to 5 days. So whenever your cells die, you have an opportunity to make your body younger and healthier. The only cells in your body that outlives us is our neurons, our brain cells. They live about 125 years. But you know what? As you gain more knowledge, your neurons, they make more connections. The more connections you're in your brain, the sharper your mind. So if your nerve only connects with 5 other neurons, then you are not very sharp. If your neuron, your brain cell, connects with 1,000 neurons, you are much smarter. So when you learn new information, your brain creates more connections. The more connections you have, the sharper your mind, the better your memory, the quicker you are to respond to things, the better you are intellectually. So as you get older, Your goal is to increase the connections between your neurons, because those cells live 125 years. They don't die. They grow and they extend and they have more connections. And when your body does need to make more brain cells, it actually makes new neurons. So a 90-year-old gentleman who is writing books, who is with it, who is doing things, who is actively gaining knowledge, he actually has more connections at 90 than he did when he was 60, because his brain cells are communicating, his mind is sharp. So that's how the brain works. Now, the nervous system is a primary communication system in the body. Structurally, it's divided into the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. The central nervous system consists of the brain and the spinal cord, while the peripheral nervous system is present throughout the rest of your body, linking the brain to the organs, tissues, and glands through the spinal cord. Functionally, the nervous system can be divided between the somatic nervous system and the autonomic nervous system. The somatic nervous system is responsible for coordinating muscle and body movements and receiving external stimuli. The autonomic nervous system maintains internal balance or homeostasis within the body and can be further divided into the sympathetic and the parasympathetic divisions. The sympathetic division is responsible for the fight or flee response. It mobilizes energy stores, increases cardiac output, and dilates bronchial passages. The primary messenger of the system are acetylcholine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. Those, by the way, are neurotransmitters. They modulate that system. The parasympathetic system of the autonomic nervous system conserves energies and increases intestinal and glandular activity. The primary messenger is acetylcholine. So the parasympathetic is your brakes and the sympathetic is your action. All right. So during the daytime, your sympathetic is at full steam. And at nighttime when you're sleeping, your parasympathetic slows your body down, helps your body relax and things. The neuroendoimmune system, NEI, the super system incorporates three vital disciplines, neurology, endocrinology, and immunology. Now, this system helps coordinate everything together. So the neuroendocrine immunology is an emergent field of medical science and seeks to understand the interconnections of the neurons, endocrine, and immune system. And progressive research in this field suggests that these three systems function as a larger whole, that this system, what it does, it puts everything into perspective, and it's all controlled by your neurotransmitters. So how important are your neurotransmitters? Very important in regulating everything. An emotion is a psychophysiological response to an interaction between biochemical and environmental stimulus. Many expressed emotions have been shown to stimulate specific brain regions. This stimulation is biochemical in nature, involving the release of neurotransmitters. Reinforcement from continual stimulation leads to the strengthening of neurocircular patterns and results in learned behavior. Neuroplasticity is the ability to add or change neurocirculatory to allow for adaptation, learning, and general health. In other words, neuroplasticity is biochemical and is a direct result of neural membrane health, neurotransmitter levels, and receptor viability. It is influenced by the immune system, chronic inflammation, and mental thoughts. Mental and emotional therapies for behavioral modification are directly supported when the biochemistry of neuroplasticity is also addressed. Now, what does all that mean? It means that your neurotransmitters are very, very important in your life. It affects your emotions. It tells your brain tells your body what to do by sending out neurotransmitters. So nothing happens in your body unless a neurotransmitter tells you to do it. So if you pick your arm up, that's because a neurotransmitter told you to pick your arm up. When I say told you, I mean your brain sent the neurotransmitter to your arm and told your arm to raise your arm. So if you put your hand on a hot stove, the first thing that happens is a neurotransmitter picks up the heat and it transmits lightning fast to your brain. Hey, buddy, it is hot. Your brain then sends a neurotransmitter back to you and lightning fast, move your hand. And you move your hand and you don't burn it. When your neurotransmitters are off or they're not optimal, when you put your hand on a hot stove, the signal goes very slowly up to your brain. Then the brain tells you to move your hand very slowly. The signal goes back to your hand and your reflexes are slowed. And before you know it, you've burned your hand. But also, when you think about it, your neurotransmitters control a lot of emotions. How many of you out there have depression and anxiety and ADD, ADDH? How many of you have those problems? You know, your neurotransmitters are what controls all those things. And when they're not optimal, you run into all those problems. So my question for you, how many of you have had a neurotransmitter test? How many of you know whether your neurotransmitters are balanced and how many of you don't? You know, ask your doctor. But you know what? If he was like me 5 years ago, I wouldn't even know what you're talking about. You know why? Because doctors don't know about neurotransmitters because we're not taught about it. We may have spent a day on it. We just gloss over it in medical school. And then when we start practicing medicine, no drug companies ever come to us and tell us, hey, don't forget to order that neurotransmitter test because you may need to correct their neurotransmitters because there might be a problem. They may be depressed or anxious or stressed out or something going on. No, they'd rather you just go on that Paxil, that Ativan, you know, that Valium. They'd much rather you take that medication and that will solve the problem. But it doesn't solve the problem. It makes the problem worse. As a matter of fact, if you don't get the natural stuff, the symptom gets worse and pretty soon the Ativan or the Paxil or the SSRI you're on, you have to increase the dosage because it doesn't work. And then after a while, you got to add other medications to it. And pretty soon, you're on a bunch of different medications to control the problem when all you need to do is get a neurotransmitter test, find out what the real problem is, and correct the problem naturally. Again, you listen to Dr. Vernon Williams. Grow younger, the truth shall set you free. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. I do have a book called Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. It's available at Barnes & Noble's, iTunes, at www.growyoungeragain.com. It's available at all the different book outlets out there. My phone number, you can call me at 210-559-5959 if you have any questions for the show. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Now, if you do want to get your neurotransmitter test, what do you need to do? Well, you need to see someone who understands neurotransmitter testing, and then they'll give you a kit. The kit is very simple. You'll wake up in the morning. You'll collect your first two urine samples of the day. At around 7:30 in the morning when you wake up, you'll fill a little container with some sputum. Then you'll do it around 11 o'clock again. You'll fill another little container with some sputum. At 5 p.m., you'll do it again. And then at 10 p.m., you'll spit in a little container again. Then you'll collect all that stuff and send it off to neurosciences. And then neurosciences will then send the results back to your doctor in about 7 to 10 days, sometimes maybe 1 to 2 weeks, basically. And then once the result comes back, it tells you what your levels of all your neurotransmitters are. And then they even actually tells you how to fix the problem. They give you a protocol on what you need to do to fix the problem. It's a very simple test. And you know what's nice about that test is you can get it done anytime you want. And once you do, you can take care of the problem. Now, if that doesn't fix the problem, and it will, usually we'd also do biofeedback, which helps with your brain waves and all of that stuff. So basically, your neurotransmitter testing is very important. So all you guys out there who are getting your hormones optimized and all of that stuff, and you go into wellness care and stuff like that, you need to understand that your neurotransmitters are very, very important to your health. And if you do all the other things and you don't optimize those, then you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat on what needs to be done. And I can tell you this much. Optimizing your neurotransmitters is probably one of the best things you can do for your health. Remember the cause of the problem. A lot of the problems stem from genetics, from toxins in your body, and we all have toxicities in our bodies. And detoxing is one of the most important things you can do to make sure that your neurotransmitters are okay. Detoxing and making sure that you don't have a leaky gut, because your body needs to absorb all the amino acids that you can get. When you do have leaky gut, you're not absorbing all the amino acid in your system that you need. And if you don't have enough amino acid, you cannot make any neurotransmitters. Well, I'm going to have to go now because our time's up. Just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You can get more information at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's FEEL29.com. You can also call me at 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Amazon, and also at www.growyoungeragain.com. Hey, you have a great evening, and I will talk to you all next week. Have a great Christmas season.